And one of the metrics I've seen recently is about 75 or 80% of holders have not sold. They're holding through this bear market, which I think is pretty remarkable as well. Going back to your earlier point where you talked about the idea of Bitcoin eating into some of these other asset classes like equities and gold, you know, one thing that I didn't see in your report is any sort of price prediction, right? Like if Bitcoin were to take 1% of this asset class's market cap, then the price would be X or Y. Is there a reason? And does Fidelity kind of think of price predictions in the future? I just had Kathy Wood on, and I know a lot of people were excited and also in disbelief that her company said a $1.4 million Bitcoin in 2030.
Yeah, we don't do price predictions. And because we think that's probably a little bit hard, to say the least, for